Police said their investigation is progressing well. We knew that the fire was started deliberately. What we didn't know before yesterday was that the fire started inside the front door behind the letterbox. The police confirmed that there was a clear indication that petrol was used to start the fire. Fire took hold and the smoke rose to the bedrooms. Assistant chief constable saying that the staircase basically acted as a large funnel and the smoke went straight up the stairs to where the children were sleeping. Here's what Mick Philpot had to say during that press conference.
First of all, I want to thank my three oldest children because they helped us to cope with what's going on. And then there's a young lad called Daniel Stevenson who tried to get in the house, the same as myself, Joe across the road, then the Butler brothers. And of course there's the four firemen, the police, the ambulances, the doctors, the nurses, literally everybody who tried to help save our children, they couldn't. We decided that through our son Dwayne, unfortunately the last one to pass away, that we're going to donate his organs to save another child, which is what we want, because if you can save another child, that makes us happy. It takes a bit of the pain away. I've actually been down to our home, and what we saw, we just cannot believe it. We grew up in a community that's been had a lot of problems with violence and God knows what else, and to see this community to come together like they have is it's just too overwhelming. We've had people from America, France, even the travelling community, it's just, we've been to see them, it's just overwhelming, isn't it?